This evening, we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Binu Matthews. Chin is currently serving as the Assistant Vicar of St. Paul's Orthodox Church in Plano, Texas. And at this time, I invite Achin to lead us for the devotional this evening.
Today's gospel reading is taken from St. Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitudes, they took him along in the boat as he was. And the other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly, and said to one another, "Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Barakamar. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, the endowment of your Holy Spirit, and grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of blessing and mercy from you. O Lord our God, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. My dearly beloved, it's an honor to be a part of this ministry, even as we are all in different locations, yet able to serve and worship God together through this technology of the internet. And as I have chosen this gospel reading, while I was reading it, a story came to mind of a five-year-old little boy. His name was Johnny, and he was in the kitchen as his mother was making supper. And she asked him to go into the pantry and get her a can of tomato soup. But he didn't want to go alone. "It's dark in there, and I'm scared." She asked him again, and he persisted. Finally, she said, "It's okay. Jesus will be there with you." Johnny walked hesitantly to the door and slowly opened it. He peeked inside, saw that it was dark, and started to leave when all at once an idea came to him. He said, "Jesus, if you're in there, would you hand me a can of tomato soup?" So my beloved, as we read or have heard this story, this is basically the fear that the disciples also had. And as we have seen in Scripture, the disciples doubted Christ more than anything else throughout their ministry, when he did many things of miracles, blessed them, healed a lot of sick people. Yet, there was so much doubt, so much fear that came upon them. Now, as our Orthodox faith, we have just finished the Apostles' Lent, and we see how important the Apostles, their life and their stories, have been a prime example for us to live and to follow. And now this, in a sense, is our way of coming to the understanding of our own faith and sometimes lack of faith. When we are called to be Christians, we're called to go out in places and in different locations that are not comfortable for us. Just as we saw in the story with Johnny, Mom wanted him to go into a cupboard that was dark, and he was kind of scared. In the same way, the disciples themselves, they were feeling this fear. Even though they would not admit it, they had the fear in them. Throughout the years being with Christ, the fear was still there. Because as we notice, when they went into the boat, we know that the majority of the disciples themselves were fishermen. So by trait, they knew or they were able to man a ship in these rough seas. But as we see here, this sea being so rough brought a sense of fear that they've never had before. And we see Christ sleeping in the stern of the ship. But let's just focus on this fear itself. Now, we know, we hear in society that there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And part of the reason why we fear things, and we look in the psychological realm of things, the reason why we fear is because we do not know or because of the unknown. And here in the gospel, this is a prime example of the unknown. Because even though the disciples saw Christ, lived with him, saw all these miracles, they doubted more and more. And they had fear because as soon as that storm came, the first thought in their mind is, we are going to perish. And they even go to Christ here at this moment. They turn to Christ and say, Teacher, why are you sleeping? We are about to perish. So my beloved, as we as Orthodox Christians, there is a lot of doubt even within our own realm of spirituality, meaning that we question a lot of things that we do, yet we don't seek to find out the importance of things that we do as a community. Even though we come to Sunday service, we worship, we sing really beautiful hymns, but deep down inside, there's a fear that we're just like the disciples. Who is Christ? What is Christ doing for me? Questioning about who you are and the will of God and the journey that he has for us. And this is where we have to have a renewal. Because the fear is not the most important part of this gospel reading, but their lack of faith. My beloved, many of us are able to show our faith by loving one another, coming together, even worshiping here in this prayer service, coming together on Sunday service to get Bible studies. We are able to faith, even though it may be very small. Like even here, when we see the disciples themselves doubt God and their own faith, it's a question to ourselves. Where's my faith? And what am I doing? Am I exactly like the disciples? And that's why during these past 13 days of fasting was a time for us to reflect on ourselves as Christians and to have a renewal of our own faith. A faith, unfortunately, there is fear in the faith because many times when we come to church, we're brought down low. And I still remember when I first went to seminary. And I remember the professors telling us, when we come to seminary, well, I came into seminary thinking, you know, I'm going to become this great priest. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to learn that. But what this priest said was, when you come into seminary, you are going to be broken down. Whatever your thoughts were, you're going to be conformed into a new person. In the same way in our prayers, we are broken. We do not know what's going to happen. But when we pray with our hearts continuously, we notice that the fear is gone. The faith gets stronger. Yet we don't know where we're going. Ministry brings us alive in this world, touching people that we never thought we could touch. And while reading this, St. Ephrem, the Syrian, came to mind. And he teaches us throughout all of his scripture, or throughout all of his songs, to pray without ceasing. That is by night and by day at every hour. And not only when coming into church and not bothering at other times, but whether you are working, lying down to sleep, traveling, eating, drinking, sitting at a table, do not interrupt your prayer. For you do not know when he who demands your soul is coming. Do not wait for Sunday or a feast day or a different place. But as the prophet David says, in every place of his dominion, whether you are in church, in your house, in the country, whether you are working or building things or present at parties, do not stop praying. When you are able to bend your knees, when you cannot, make intercession in your mind at evening or at morning or at midday. If prayer precedes your work, and if when you rise from bed, your first movement accompanied with prayer, sin finds no entrance to attack your soul. So my beloved brothers and sisters, as we read in this gospel reading, fear can come, the devil can come at any time. But when we're able to put the importance of prayer, put our faith into the prayers that we're reciting, especially tonight and every time we come together as a congregation, focusing on the importance of that and building ourselves, yes, lacking in some things, but being built up in other things. And when we're able to do that, all honor and glory belong to the Father and to the Son and the Holy Spirit.